This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Pretty much every young musician dreams about being discovered and making it big. And that's almost what happened to my guest, Vivi Brown, when she was very young. She had turned down a spot at Oxford University to pursue her dream and then was offered a record deal. So she left the UK and moved to Hollywood. But things didn't work out quite the way she expected. That time around, she did not become a big star. And she decided that instead of trying to become a pop star, she was going to write the music that she loved. So she went back home to England and did things her own way. The result is her new record, Traveling Like the Light. It's already a big deal in Europe. Vivi Brown, welcome to Studio 360.
Hello.
And before we talk some, will you play for us? And if you will, what are you going to play?
The first song we're going to play is a song called L-O-V-E.
She's got that demon body, it's one of the little something from a special diet. It's there right in her eyes, no she's not pretending, she can tell no lies. She's hiding like a spy, hoping he will take a bite to the sky. Love makes her start to fly, she feels a little sweeter like an apple pie. She's got that crazy side, wants to open up so he can realize that she is paralyzed by the being mistaken or compromise. Oh, allow me, oh, just allow me, oh, just hold me, oh, just kiss me. Oh, just want me. And oh, be love, 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 love. Don't try to run away, cause you know that it will get you down someday. Those secrets in your life, falling for your love and never be the same. Can't speak or play the game, you want some distracted, you forgot your name. You start to buy his face, or maybe a reflection on the window frame. What's this you want to say? How you is that you can tell them all the way? Put down your sword and flower, open up and tell them it's the final hour. Love me, oh, just love me, oh, just hold me, oh, just kiss me, oh, just want me. It'll be love, 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 don't love me, oh, just love me, oh, just hold me, oh, want me, oh, just kiss me. You fell a little harder than you thought you would. How deep has been the love? Gotta let it out because you've had enough. How it is crazy to pop beats a little faster when you feel the touch. This situation's rough. I'm standing in the rain and I'm a beating off. Put up your blue umbrella. Have a little courage to tell him, tell her that it is now or never. Forget about the rain and all the crazy words. Do you love me? Oh, love me. Oh, oh, oh.
That was Vivi Brown and her band performing the song L-O-V-E off her new record, Traveling with the Light. And you were singing, just so the listeners don't think there's something wrong with their radio, you were singing through an electric battery-operated bullhorn.
Yeah, I collect them. I have many.
Really?
At home. Yeah.
Of different vintages?
Yeah, because I really like changing the sonics of songs.
You like to mess it up and make it bad?
Yeah, I think bad is good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's interesting, given the song, too. The listening to that song, it reminded me of some of the music from my childhood, my boyhood, my young adulthood in the 70s, which was, at that time, sort of reviving 40s, 50s feeling. I mean, and here it is sounding entirely new and different, but clearly backward looking.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting when you take things that have existed from the past and you make a twist and contemporize it. You know, I love things from the past as well as the future. So I'm just trying to make the two get married, really.
So do you feel that you're able or free and eager to grab musical influences from all over the place because you're a young person at the turn of the 21st century and because maybe your mother was from Jamaican, your father was from Puerto Rico, you grew up in Britain, you've lived in the United States?
Totally. I mean, I think that good art comes from being open-minded. And I think for me, that is an international thing. My parents moved to Britain in the 60s. So they were like 20 years old from Caribbean background, but in a great sort of punk scene. So they were like a product of that eclectic mix within themselves. So that's been passed on to me.
So at an early age, were you banging around and it was clear to you, if not them, that you wanted to play music?
Yeah, I knew when I was 5 that I wanted to be a composer before I wanted to be a singer-songwriter. And I didn't know I could sing until I was about 9, 10 years old. So I started classical piano at 6. So between 6 and 10, I just used to make up little corny tunes.
How did you learn at 9 or 10 that you could sing?
I did a talent contest at school and I sung a song in Oliver Twist, the musical. It was The Artful Dodger, Consider Yourself. And I just remember hearing my voice back on a tape and just thinking, oh, I can sing.
And then at a certain point, instead of, you know, going off and pursuing fame and stardom and a musical career, you were going to go to university.
Yeah, I was going to be a lawyer. Completely different.
An Oxford-educated lawyer.
Yeah, I'm all for education, but sometimes you have to follow your heart, you know.
And you had the option because the powers that be in the worldwide recording industry decided she's going to be a star and gave you a big deal.
Yeah, I got my first record deal when I was 19, but it didn't work out for me. It was a bit like a Dick Whittington story. I kind of tried to follow my dreams, followed the pavements of gold, and it didn't happen.
Smashed you?
Yeah, they did. Smashed me to pieces.
And then you go back home to England and do you feel like you're a big failure and you should have gone to Oxford?
All my friends had gone to Cambridge, Oxford, had degrees now and were getting involved in really high paid jobs. And I was living in an attic, broke, not knowing what I was going to do. So I was really scared.
How did you get yourself back into some forward looking mode?
The thing that helped me was just really getting back to what I loved as a musician. So I went back to the classical music and the jazz. I got back into British punk again and just became a recluse. I lived in my bedroom and all I did was just focus on what made me Vivi.
But there's also R&B here and as we heard 50s-ish sounding things.
Yeah, I think that came from listening to Ella, and I was a huge fan of Ruth Brown and Dizzy Gillespie because I played the trumpet when I was like 15
really?
In jazz
Me
bands.
Too.
Did you?
I did.
It's good for the cheekbones, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You got nice cheekbones.
Well, thank you. You too. So was there one pop singer person who, growing up you heard who said, okay, that's my lodestar, that's my model?
The one woman that did stand out for me where I was like, I would love to imitate her somehow in my own way was Grace Jones.
You're much less scary than Grace Jones ever was.
Oh, you have to get to know
really,
me.
Really? You get scarier?
I'm a graceful, scary lady.
Yeah, I met her when I was much younger and she was nice, but she's kind of fierce.
I sang with her at the Island 50th.
Records anniversary?
Yes, it was very powerful. It has a very powerful energy. But for me at the time, she was a black woman being innovative and fashion conscious and bold.
Can you play one more song I think we have time for?
I'd love to.
And what will it be?
This last song is actually the single, and this is Shark in the Water.
Shark in the Water, Vivi Brown.
Un, deux, trois, quatre. Now, boy, you know me well. Said I'm that kind of feeling, that kind of soft, that kind of silly. But when I'm in doubt, I open my mouth and words come out like maybe. There's a shark in the water. There's something underneath my bed. Oh, please believe I said maybe there's a shark in the water. I caught them barking at the moon. Better be soon. Hey, hey, high in the sky, the song that I'm singing, a sweet little lie, a cry wolf cry. Rabbit out the hat, yes, that's what I'm bringing, yeah. Some tricks up my sleeve for noticing me. Wouldn't cause you any harm. I just want you in my arms. I can't help myself. Maybe there's a shark in the water. There's something underneath my bed. Oh, please believe I said. Maybe there's a shark in the water. I caught them barking at the moon. Better be soon. Better be soon, better be soon, better be soon. Right is right, rules are rules. This is more like April Fool's. I'm just winding you up, oh, oh. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Please don't make too much of it. It ain't that serious, so oh, 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 oh. Maybe there's a shark in the water. There's something underneath my bed. Oh, please believe I said. Maybe there's a shark in the water. I caught them barking at the moon. You better get here soon. Maybe there's a shark in the water. Maybe there's a shark in the water. Maybe there's a shark in the waters. I caught them barking at the moon. Better be soon.
That was VV Brown and her band performing Shark in the Water off the new record Traveling Like the Light. And this band, please introduce them.
My lovely Jubbly band, who I like, and they're nice, is Jesse on guitar.
Hi.
Yannick on guitar and bass.
Good evening.
And Yaji on drums.
Hello.
VV Brown, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Brown's new album is called Traveling Like the Light. You can see a video of her performing in our studio at studio360.org.